Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
This is your Right Sports Report presented by Shell Food Mart. The Lady Panthers basketball team split the weekend with their two games. They started on the road Friday night against 3A school Glen Rock, where they fell by a final score of 55-33. The Lady Panthers did rebound with a 64-44 win on Saturday against 2A Northwest school Shoshone. The Lady Panthers improved to 8-11 in overall play and will return to quadrant play this weekend with two games at home. They will start against Tongue River Friday night with tip-off set for 5:30 and Sunday and Saturday afternoon with tip-off set for 3 o'clock. Moving over to the Wright boys, the Panthers got a road win against 3A school Glen Rock on Friday night by a final score of 96-71. They then got a 67-58 win against 2A Northwest school Shoshone at home Saturday for a sweep on the weekend. Wright improves to 13-6 in overall play and are tied with Rocky Mountain for fourth place in the 2A Wild Preps Coaches and Media Boys Basketball Poll. Wright will return the quadrant play this weekend with two games at home. They will start against Tongue River Friday night at 7, who is coming into the game as the top seed in the Wild Preps Poll. Wright will then take on Sundance Saturday afternoon with tip-off set for 4:30. Moving over to Wright Wrestling, they made the trip to Gray Bowl over the weekend to participate in the Gray Bowl Memorial Invite. Starting with the Wright boys, they placed third as a team at the invite with 124.5 points. Individually, there were two first-place finishers for the Wright boys with Wyatt Knight in the 120 class and Pace Garrett in the 132 weight class. Tucker Edwards finished second in the 145 class, Nico Heimdall came in fourth in the 152 class, Owen Thompson finished fifth in the 160 class, and Tadley Eisenberger came in third in the 182 weight class. Moving over to the girls, they placed fifth as a team with 28 points. Kylie Benham placed for the Wright girls, coming in fourth in the 105 weight class, Chloe King came in fourth in the 140 weight class, and Shelby Smith finished in second in the 145 weight class. Wright will travel to Moorcroft on Thursday to participate in the Powder River Duels, and then they will go to Buffalo on Friday to participate in the Buffalo Duels. That's it for your Wright Sports Report. I'm Colton DeBias.